This is the second day of Pope Francis in Mexico. He seems to be very giving towards the people. He seems to enjoy it as well. Would you agree?
Yes. This evening I have listened. The Pope say that his profound feeling is gratuity. He feels that these people that come to in the street to show to him love, joy for his coming, desire of blessing, is something that expresses a love that is without interest, without looking for something material. And in this sense, his experience is the encounter with the people in a spiritual way, in a joyful way. And I think that the dilemma of this visit is messenger of mercy and peace. And it is exactly what he is trying to do and what the people understand. Maybe not with big reflections, but they understand the presence of someone that is giving to them mercy and love and hope to progress toward peace if they have Christian attitudes and responsibility and solidarity for the others, as the Pope says that the gospel requires from us. And in this sense, I think this movement of these many, many hundreds of thousands of people on the street and watching at the Pope through the television and listening to him, I think is giving fruits in the sense that the Pope hopes a growth in mercy, a growth in solidarity. The prayer of yesterday in Guadalupe is always the atmosphere in which the Pope encounters the people of Mexico, and he asks the Mother of God to bless these people and to help these people to have hope to go toward a better future, because the situation is difficult and everyone knows that the problems are very hard. But the Pope encourages not to be desperate, to try to build a world in which the mutual understanding, the solidarity can really confront the situation and give also to the young people that are so numerous in this land also a perspective of future.
This morning he celebrated Mass at Ecatepec, which is an area where there's a sprawling slum, really. The people were there in a field. They came in thousands. I think the atmosphere was very spiritual, no?
Yes, it was a very normal Mass, I think. But a Mass with the Lent message. And the people were listening very willingly. They had waited for the Pope in a very cool night and morning, but they were so happy to meet the Pope. Also, the people on the street were joyful, very joyful, and I think that this Mass is, until now, the most massive Mass that we have experienced. And for these people living in a so great and anonymous town, terrific town, yes, really the message of love, of solidarity, of being together in love and hope is something very, very fundamental, I think. We can see how the message of the gospel is needed to be human in this world.
He also said during his homily, speaking off the cuff, don't dialogue with the devil. I mean, if you look at what Ecatepec is as a slum and the horrors that go on there, it's kind of very telling, isn't it? It's a message of hope for the people there. to try and stand up to the crime that's going on, no?
Yes, but it was a very traditional message, because this gospel of the temptation of Christ is always true through the thousands of years, and is always very actual, because the root of evil is always in this desire of richness and desire of power without control and without consciousness. In this sense, to go directly to the roots of the problems is sometimes it seems to be too simple, but in reality it is to go to the profound roots of the problems. Without a conversion in the heart of everyone, and then also in the society, that is the result of the attitudes of everyone, without a conversion we will not confront such the problem of violence, the problem of disparity, in the disequilibrium in the society, unjust distribution of wealth, and so on. The origin of this problem are exactly in this temptation of Christ.